So then we were in France, and we got into Paris pretty early in the morning, say about 11 o'clock. We didn't really want to stop in Paris. We were tired of looking for youth hostels, and we were just ready to get somewhere. So we changed train station. We had to walk about 3 blocks to the train station headed north. And then we got a train taking us up to the border, I guess, Calais, where we'd catch a ferry across. We arrived in Calais pretty late and couldn't find a place to stay. All the youth hostels were either closed in that area or we couldn't get in touch with them. So we thought, oh, we'll just try to go on to England directly. We found out that the next ferry that we could take that would be applicable with our Brit Rail pass didn't leave until like 10 o'clock at night. So we waited around. We had a hard time. We walked a long way. Apparently we walked a long way from the train station to the ferry station. And we dragged our luggage a terrible way, but we had plenty of time for the next ferry. The ferry left about 10 o'clock, and I think there were only 2 proper passengers on the boat who were actually going that way, and there were some people who had gone on a round-trip tour, leaving England in the afternoon and returning in the evening in order to use the duty-free shop on board the boat. But we were the only 2 of us boarded the boat proper. Apparently it was predominantly a boat that was intended to take people to France, and then they just made the return trip to get their crew home. So we had very good service throughout. The boat was fully staffed, and there were just 2 passengers. I think there were about 40 on the staff, 2 proper passengers, and about 20 people who were on the round trip. So we got very good service. When we got into England, it was quite late, like 12 o'clock, and there were several bed and breakfast places, and we stayed at one of them that was within walking distance of the ferry, and stayed with a very friendly individual, relatively inexpensive, I guess $9 for the 2 of us, and that included breakfast the next morning. They also gave us a ride to the train station, and because we were sort of staying in their home, we got more of a feel for what it was like in that part of Britain.